This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And it's just one day. One day away from Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The entire show for you new listeners, I answer the questions you email into Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We'll get more back to more Biden stuff here, but we do have to talk about something that's a little hard, and it's definitely not mainstream, but it is something that doesn't get enough play in this country. You know what fentanyl is? You probably heard of it by now. It's poison, basically. It's obviously a drug that messes you up, but it's so absurdly strong, you can get very sick just being in the vicinity of it. The drug cops who focus on drugs, the narc cops I know, the things they tell me about the fentanyl, it's really, really, really bad. We've had cops get severely injured by accidentally touching something without gloves that had fentanyl in it. Like it's that kind of thing. Okay, that's bad, right? Well, there's a lot of it here in this country. We had 100,000 overdose deaths last year. Two-thirds of those were fentanyl-related. Okay, that's obviously very bad. Not only is it here, they are now doing things like making it look like a Tylenol pill. Maybe your kid is somewhere and, man, I got a headache. Anyone got a Tylenol? He might be ingesting fentanyl. It's that bad. Okay, so this is bad, right? So just hang with me a second. Well, fentanyl, it doesn't teleport its way here. Fentanyl is trafficked into this country. It's trafficked in through our ports, and it's trafficked over our southern border. Well, that's pretty bad. And where's it come from, though? Well, it's actually not made in Mexico. Fentanyl comes from China. And people aren't even aware of this fact. Our number one geopolitical enemy on the world stage, they produce poison that is then shipped across the Pacific Ocean. It makes its way into Mexico. And the drug cartels will find their way to smuggle it into the country where it is killing 100,000 Americans a year. Okay, all that's bad. What am I talking about? Where am I going with this? Well, you know what Title 42 is? Title 42 is something, I'm not going to go into the details of it. The government put it into place to add some kind of restrictions on the people who are coming here illegally. Well, the government's now ending that, which will turn open the floodgates on our southern border worse than they already were. Here's White House, well, temporary White House spokesperson Kate Bedingfield.
Is the Biden administration prepared to deal with the aftermath of ending Title 42 and the expected influx of migrants?
Of course, we are planning for multiple contingencies, and we have every expectation that when the CDC ultimately decides it's appropriate to lift Title 42, there will be an influx of people to the border.
They know a new influx of people to the border is coming, and they don't care. The Biden administration is purposely opening up our border to flood our country with poison. Wrap your mind around how crazy that is. And you know what's so wild? Think about this. Think about where we are as a country. Think about this. Think about the things that have now become political. Even, especially for older folks, this will just blow you away as we go down through some of these things. Think about the things that are political. A man and a woman. What is a man? What is a woman? Is now a political issue instead of just a basic fact, a basic truth. Isn't that insane? I have no doubt right now that there are Democrats across the country listening to my voice, older Democrats, you young nutball communists probably aren't, even though they do send me death threats, but the older, normal Democrats, wrap your mind around the fact that the platform position of the party you've always voted for is that there's really no such thing as a man or a woman that you can just change. In fact, kids not only can change, kids should be encouraged to change. That is a platform of the Democratic Party. Take a listen to this pre-K teacher. This lady teaches preschool.
It makes me very angry when people don't want to talk about gender and sexuality in classrooms, specifically for the reason that students won't understand. Because in my experience with teaching, that is never the case. I'm a non-binary teacher and I use the title mix. It confuses me when people use that excuse that children won't understand, because students are very intelligent and they're learning all day. It's not hard for them to learn a different type of title.
That woman's in charge of two-year-olds. By the way, did she have like an electric razor on the microphone or something? I don't think we can play that again right there, Chris. I feel sick to my stomach.
It makes me
What
very
is
angry.
That noise? That's terrible. But wrap your mind around that. What is a man or a woman is a political issue. We were just talking about the border. Securing a nation's borders is, honestly, it's something that is just always been done. Really, in pretty much every country in the history of the world. Even the communist Soviet Union. When Russia fell and it became a communist country, the communist Soviet Union, even they didn't want mass amounts of illegal immigration. Yeah, Michael just brought up the Great Wall of China. Border security is not a political issue. It's not a Republican versus Democrat issue. At least it hasn't been. It's just a, we have a country, we should probably try to keep it issue. And now, it's political. How insane is that? How broken is the Democratic Party in this country? And you know nobody's harder on Republicans than me. How broken is that party? How insane is it that Americans right now, every person listening to the sound of my voice, has either filled up recently or you have to soon, or you'll have to soon, and you'll be mad about it when you do. Mad, sad, whatever, frustrated, whatever it is, you're going to look at that final number on the gas pump just the same way I did the other day, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. And yet, this has become the position of the Democratic Party. Here is the head of the Democratic Party, Joe Biden.
I mean, under my plan, which is before the Congress now, we can take advantage of the next generation of electric vehicles that a typical driver will save about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump.
So whether or not we should actually drill for our own oil and become energy independent is now a political thing? I mean, you understand that it wasn't always like that, right? The Democratic Party and the Republican Party, yes, they've gone through shifts, but it was always, you know, taxes or unions or you know, when Democrats wanted to keep black people down in the South, they did that for a long time. That's why the Democrats started the KKK and Republicans had to fight against it. It was always things like that. Now, whether or not a boy can turn into a woman by chopping his Johnson off has become a political issue in the country. I don't know when exactly that happened. I don't know when exactly a bunch of subversives took over that party, but I know it's not good. Wouldn't you love options? I mean, wouldn't you like the option of choosing parties? I sure would, because I get so mad at Republicans. I get so mad at how useless they are. But tell me, How are you supposed to come together with these people and ever vote for this? So we're stuck voting for Republicans forever because we can't ever vote for this.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and like our leadership over there has been so welcoming to like my like not at all secret gay agenda. And so like I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess like something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that like momentum that I felt, like that sense of, I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's in the background, this, like I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to like the, if you see it.
How are we supposed to come together with that? What happened? Gosh, that is sad. All right. We have, you know how I've been issuing warnings about the military and the soft purge of the military and why it's happening. I have some audio for you next that's going to be jaw-dropping. You probably haven't heard it, but you're going to want to buckle up for this one, all right? Just stand by. But let's talk about Eden Pure first. Let's talk about the fact that you're walking out to your car now because 'tis the season, and you're running your finger across the hood of your car, and it's coming up yellow. Not because you're a smoker, but because it's full of pollen. Everyone goes through it this time of year. I don't wake up with my eyes watering out the sides anymore. I don't have to do that because I have not one, not two, but three Eden Pure thunderstorms in my home. The greatest freaking air purifiers of all time. Not only do they take all the smells out of the air, and I mean all the smells, you don't ever have to replace the filter. It kills viruses and mold, and it has taken care of my allergies. I keep one where I sleep, one where the boys sleep, and keep one in the living area. They have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code Jesse3, and that's how you get a 3-pack for $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Jesse, the number 3. Go.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I love that Joe Biden, he's announced that he's going to release 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's strategic oil petroleum reserve. And he's going to do it for, remember, it's always the fine print you miss. He's going to do it for, hang on, let me see if I have this right, 6 months. So we're not going to drill for our own oil. We are going to massively reduce our strategic petroleum reserve. Remember, that is made for emergency situations. You know, go to war with a country that sells you oil. They take away your oil and then you lose the war. Just ask Japan how that works out. But we're going to do this for 6 months. Hang on. Let me make sure of something here. Today is March 31st. So that would mean April, May, June, July, August, September. Wow. He's going to do this right up until the midterm elections. I'm sure that is such a coincidence. Gosh, I had no idea. But look, hey, look, the time is to unite.
If we stand up to the bullies of the world, the autocrats and dictators, we stand up for those who are ready to unite. Unite with us, United States of America.
Yeah, of course.
Even worse, if we need a different vaccine for the future to combat a new variant, we're not going to have enough money to purchase it. We cannot allow that to happen. Congress, we need to secure additional supply now.
They need all of our money. They're going to not drill for oil. They're going to continue to abuse us at the gas pump while they blow all of our money. You know what? I'm not going into that right now because I promised you an update on the military stuff. Remember, Ryan Gerdusky's coming to join us about 10 minutes from now to talk to us about where we failed in schools. How did we let this happen? How can we fix it? But before we get to that, I'm going to play you something. And I want you to understand, on my life, this is real. This is not a parody Chris and Michael came up with. This is real. Not only is this real, this was put out today by the United States Air Force. The United States Air Force. Sit back. Get ready to pull your hair out. This is a little long. Sit and listen.
Our data from the CDC today suggests...
That was completely the wrong button. Let me do this one. Sit back once again. And listen,
I want to wish you a happy Women's History Month. I want to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram, who I'm pleased to be joined with this afternoon. Lieutenant Colonel Fram is currently serving as an astronautical engineer here at the Pentagon, working space acquisition policies. Bree is also the one of the highest ranking transgender service members in the military and is the highest ranking transgender service member in the department.
We're celebrating women by bringing on a dude who thinks he's a woman. I'm not done yet. I'm gonna keep playing it, but I just wanted to make sure you heard right that, oh, look, it's time to celebrate women. Hey, where's that dude? Where's that woman with the cleft in her chin that has to shave every morning? Anyway, here we go.
Of the Air Force. So thank you so much for joining us. You've been instrumental, as mentioned, in the stand-up of the Space Force. And now you're working to develop these policies and processes that are really going to help the new Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Space Acquisition and Integration get things moving. So how is that going?
It's going really well. It's an amazing opportunity to be part of something where we can help set the process that allows us.
Man, she has one of the deeper voices I have ever heard in my entire life. I don't know what's going on over here, but anyway, continue.
Us to remain ahead of our adversaries in space. What we really want to do is be able to make...
Okay, you get the idea. I'm not going to play the whole thing. How did we let this happen? How did we become so broken and insane? And again, I want to bring this up because I brought it up before. It is very real. The soft purge of the U.S. military is real. I'm not talking about the hard purge of, oh, you didn't get our therapeutic that we called a vaccine, you're kicked out. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that the real hard fighters that are in there, the guys with experience, they're getting out because they don't want to live in this filth. That's one. And two, that 17-year-old in Iowa, he's on the football team. You know what? He's been hunting with his dad since he was little. Knows his way around guns. Loves America. Maybe he's coming from a old school farming family. He's always wanted to join the military. He grew up reading military books. His dad snuck him in to see Saving Private Ryan before mom agreed to it. And he just bleeds red, white, and blue. You know anyone like that? Of course you do. They're in cities and states across the country. That 16, 17-year-old young man. And guess what he wants? Not only does he want to serve his country, he wants a little adventure. Every young man wants a little adventure. Every young man wants to grab a sword and snatch up a pretty girl and go take over the world. It's part of every... And you know what's wrong with that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Is he going to join the Air Force? Is that young man in Iowa today... Is he going to go down to the recruiting office and sign up when he hears this?
I want to wish you a happy Women's History Month. I want to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram, who I'm pleased to be joined with this afternoon. Lieutenant Colonel Fram is currently serving as an astronautical engineer here at the Pentagon, working space acquisition policies. Bree is also the one of the highest ranking transgender service members in the military and is the highest ranking transgender service member in the Department of the Air Force.
He's not going to join that military. He's going to watch that video around the table with his dad and his mom. And he's going to look at that and they're all going to look at each other and they're all going to know, I'm not going to fight for a bunch of circus freaks. I'm not doing it anymore. You see, the young men we need to sign up and join the military, they're not going to sign up So they can choose their pronouns. They're not going to sign up to learn how evil white people are. They're not signing up. The soft purge of the military is real. I hear it all the time. You should see my emails. And it's heartbreaking. Jesse, 4 generations of military service, we're gone. Jesse, I'm excited. We're finally all out now. And they lost some great ones. Jesse, we're gone. Jesse, my son won't join. Jesse, I'm not allowing my daughter to join. Jesse, my son just came and told me he's out. The soft purge is real. And we're going to have a military full of freaks in the very short term. And then we're in deep trouble. All right, Ryan Gruduski is going to talk to us about schools, school boards. What can we do? Hang on. Rolling like a breeze, country road. Oh, turn it off, Chris. If the music selection is that bad, It can only mean that our next guest, my friend Ryan Gerdusky, did the fatal mistake of not choosing a song, which means you get the worst song we can find in a short term. So joining me now, the chairman of the 1776 Project, Ryan Gerdusky, joins me. Ryan, I bet you won't make that mistake again.
You know, had I known that that was going to be, as soon as the music started playing, he picked this song of all the songs. I was like, that's not what I thought was going to happen.
You know, Ryan, okay. I'll be honest. You actually got off okay. I believe the last guest who refused to pick a song had to sit through Spice Girls as their own introduction. So that's, look.
I mean, I would have preferred that.
Those are the rules. All right, Ryan, you and I were talking actually publicly earlier today about failures, where we failed. I mean, we look around right now and we have just poison and filth poured into our kids everywhere, including teachers. I mean, look, it's day after day after day we're playing a new video of a teacher saying something horrible about what they want to do to your kids. And I've been talking about all night tonight on the show how we haven't been near aggressive enough and how we failed. But you brought up some really interesting points, so I just want to hand you the floor with your 1776 Project and whatnot. Where did we fail? What did we do wrong on the right?
Right. So what I've been doing, the 1776 Project PAC, it's the first national school board PAC that deals with school board candidates who oppose critical race theory and stuff. So it's given me the chance to spend a lot of time talking about education to a lot of different people in different places. And I think that for a long time, Republicans and conservatives sat there and said, oh, there's a protection blanket. I'll move to a red county. They won't have problems in their public schools. I'll move to a Christian school. They won't have problems in their schools. Or I'll move to a private school. They won't have problems. When in fact, the problem is the accreditation process that goes on in these master's programs for people to become teachers. That's really where the radicalization goes on for most of these teachers. And even more than the teachers, the administrators. It's through that. I mean, think of everyone you knew in grammar school or high school who wanted to become a teacher. They were probably a woman. They were probably, you know, excited because they wanted to work with children. They probably were not a radical. Most of them just sat there and said, I want to become a teacher because this is what I think I'd be good at in life. And it's a comfortable living, middle class living in many places. And that's, you know, that's what my ambition is. They become radicalized in the process where they learn to become teachers. The only tools they are given to teach kids how to math subjects are the woke curriculum. And what's even worse now is, which is also the new thing that conservatives haven't even begun to talk about, which I've discovered, is most schools don't use textbooks anymore. What used to happen, what was our firewall, was that Texas, the state of Texas, was the purchasing power for most textbooks in the country. Like 30 states bought whatever textbooks Texas bought because it had the highest purchasing rate and they'd have mass production. And so as long as Texas bought good school books, most of the South and the Midwest did as well. Most schools don't use textbooks anymore. They are going directly to Silicon Valley for apps in these private sector businesses. And woke corporations from Silicon Valley are directly streaming it into kids' classrooms completely without any a stoppage from the school boards or from anybody else. There's an app called BrainPop. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's in 25% of all schools in the entire country. And a lot of BrainPop is really good stuff, but there's also curriculum about how to fight against systemic racism. There's curriculum about what, you know, how racist thoughts that you may be having, like Mexicans love tacos is a racist thought, according to BrainPop. That was in an exhibit given me at Collin County, Texas. There's all these things that are incorporated through Silicon Valley that's going directly to schools, bypassing administrators, and we haven't even begun to sit there and even open our eyes to it. But I think the right's constant state of, just get school choice done. Just get school choice done. Just get school choice done is the wrong answer. The private schools, the Christian schools, the Jewish schools, they are as woke as the public schools are. You're not going to be able to change it just by rearranging the deck chairs on Titanic. We really need to be aggressive with how these graduate programs are working and the oversight in the local school boards.
Speaking with Ryan Gerdusky, chairman of the 1776 Project, the group that's actually doing something about changing these schools nationally. Okay, Ryan, so the average person, myself included, we hear that, and I agree with you 100%. It's the accreditation problem really for across the board, science and doctors and everything else, but we're not going into that right now. But that's true. But it feels overwhelming. It feels like me, a parent of two boys, it doesn't feel like I have the power to do even something small against that. Do I?
Yeah, of course. Well, here's the thing that is good about it, and it's the way our system works. This power, a lot of these issues are almost all local. We really don't need much edicts from Congress. Like, these are not going to be things that, it would help the presence on our side, but it's not necessary for that to happen. Earlier this month in March, the state of Wyoming, which is a Republican state, they voted to sit there and defund their gender studies program from the University of Wyoming. Because gender studies is a useless program. Why are taxpayers funding a program that teaches women to be angry lesbians who hate society? I mean, why would you possibly want to fund a program? Why are we funding African American studies in most of these universities in these Republican states? These are not degrees that go on to do anything besides become future diversity, equity, and inclusion administrators in corporate America and in private schools. But we are private and public schools. Why are we funding any of these things in our state colleges? I mean, it's as simple as that. We are giving. I mean, what was it? Lenin who said? I think it was Lenin who said, "Capitalists will sell us the rope from which we hang them." That's what we're doing. We're using taxpayer dollars to fund people to tell kids how to sit there and destroy the country. And it's all these public universities are the ones that are getting this money. All it takes is a state legislature to change the way state money is dealt with, so state funds don't go to these programs that teach these teachers how to sit there, or how they teach future administrators, future DEI administrators, how to sit there and radicalize children. That would be a first and easy step. Secondly, if you're a local parent, ask which apps the schools are using in the way they teach children. I mean, that would be first to major, just do reporting on what's actually happening with the apps. And lastly, I mean, know who's running for school board. I do school board elections across the country. If we have a turnout of 9%, that's considered a landslide turnout. No one shows up for these local elections for a school board who have the power of budgeting, firing superintendents, and firing DEI programs within school systems. You know, we flipped the Douglas County School District in Douglas County, Colorado, which is a red but blueing county, in the third largest in the state of Colorado. And their first month, they asked the superintendent to sit there and review the DEI program. And when he refused, they fired him. I mean, it's totally possible. And the teachers all went on strike, too. They closed the entire school system down. But it's totally possible. And these are just four parents who ran for school board, I think, on $100,000, which is a lot of money. But it's not millions. And that's literally, and school districts are, public school districts are gutting or changing DEI programs throughout the country little by little. I mean, we are seeing a tremendous success rate, and it's going further. I think parents are more invested than ever. But it doesn't take, you don't have to have $10 million and run for Congress. And all. It doesn't take that much. You can really do it at a very small level. Very, very effectively.
Ryan, I love what you do, and I love that 9% turnout. You want to talk about us dropping the ball. Ryan, if people want to support this 1776 Project, are they allowed? Are you allowed to take that kind of stuff?
Yeah, 1776 Project PAC, PAC.com. If you're running for school board, tell us where you're running. We'd love to support you. If you want to donate. Donations are great. Or if you want to sit there and just report what's going on in your school district, we'd love to hear that too. We need engagement from parent groups.
How about that? Everything starts local. Ryan, thank you so much, my brother. Oh, wait. What are you having for dinner tonight?
I'm going to a concert, so probably, I don't know, pastrami afterwards, something like that.
Okay, I don't mind. As long as it's not on rye, I have no problem with that. Ryan, thank you so much, man. Look, everything's local. 9%. 9% turnout. So 91% of the population isn't even taking part in the school boards, which are choosing the direction of the country. Talk about it being our fault. All right. Look, we got a lot more tonight. I have decided that we are going to open up the phone lines next. But I'm not telling you what the question is just yet. So you're just going to have to buckle up and get ready, all right? But before we do that, let's talk about a place you can give your money. A charity where you can give your money, and they actually mean what they say. And if you go look at all the different charity rating sites, they're out there. That, you know, they find these charities and they look into them to make sure they're on the up and up. You'll find that this place is virtually perfect. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, your money goes exactly where you want it to go. You want to go pay off mortgages for Gold Star widows? They do that. Taking care of widows and orphans. Building smart homes for catastrophically injured first responders and veterans. Tiny homes for homeless veterans. And all they ask is $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and give 11 bucks a month to Tunnel to Towers. T2T.org. Be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I'm so excited. What for? Well, it is time to lighten things up a little bit. It's been heavy, and we got a lot more heavy stuff to talk about here. We have to talk about building our own economy. I'm going to get to the emails and whatnot, but it has been, let's just call it more than a week since I took phone calls. Maybe you remember. I took some, I think it was on Tuesday night, maybe? And it was disaster one, disaster two, disaster three, and boom, I cut them all off and we never have gone back. It's just, we're not a phone call heavy show. However, I need you tonight. That sounds like a love song. That's got to be a love song, right? I need you tonight. Here's what I need. When you were a kid, there is no question, none, that you got in trouble really bad at some point. Maybe it was your fault. Maybe it wasn't your fault, but you got in bad trouble when you were a kid. What did you do, and what was the punishment? The worst you got in trouble as a kid. 877-377-4373 is the number. 877-377-4373. What is the worst you got in trouble as a kid, and what happened to you? All right, and by the way, as always, bonus points if you call on your Pure Talk phone, because I'm about to talk about something the Daily Wire is doing, something else the Daily Wire is doing. Now, Daily Wire, I don't work for the Daily Wire. I have a bunch of friends there. I don't know any of the leadership there, but I have friends who work there, and I don't care if you hate them. I don't care if you love them. They're doing valuable things right now, starting new companies to do this and new companies to do that. We have to build our own economy now. We're about to start talking about this. Part of it is your cell phone service. It's like the easiest one. Just think about that. Your cell phone money to pay your cell bill almost undoubtedly comes out automatically every month from your bank account, or maybe you gave them a credit card. You don't even have to think about it. Switch to Pure Talk. And your money doesn't go to a company who hates your guts. They're on the same 5G network as everyone else. It'll save you money. It takes less than 10 minutes to switch. Dial #250 from your cell phone and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. And don't forget, tomorrow, is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So before I get to your phone calls, the worst you ever got in trouble, what did you do? I'm going to talk about Daily Wire and something they're doing. We already talked the other day about how they came out with Jeremy's Razors, and named after Jeremy Bowring. He's their CEO. We played you some of the ad. It was really, really clever. Very well done. Basically, they did it in response to Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors are amazing. I've had them forever. I stopped buying them because they started putting out tranny ads, and I don't support that stuff. So I've been razor homeless. And then they put out this Daily Wire, these razors, and I thought to myself, outstanding. Outstanding. My money can go to someone who doesn't hate me. Well, the Daily Wire apparently is going to keep expanding. They're already making movies, big boy, like big time budget movies. And now they're doing something I really love. I'll allow him to explain it better than I can.
Because of the great reporting of Chris Rufo, we got to see leaked footage from inside Disney of high-up Disney employees saying things like, we have a not-so-secret gay agenda. Saying things like, make sure I get this quote right, we're adding in queerness wherever we can, and that, quote, no one is trying to stop. Another executive within the company said, if anything, we don't have enough LGBTQIA representation in content made for very small children. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to do the same thing we always do. We're going to build alternatives. Americans have enormous economic might. They just don't have any alternatives. The Daily Wire is building those alternatives. And today, I'm proud to tell you that we will be launching Daily Wire Kids.
Kids. I know at least one of the writers there. And let me tell you, these are people who, and I'm talking one of the writers who's going to be specifically working on the kids program. These are people who believe exactly what you believe and want what you want. Now, what does this matter? Maybe you don't even have kids. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, this is dumb. I don't understand. Listen, we've been ranting about Disney, right? We've been ranting a lot about Disney for the past. It's been the topic du jour. How about that for a fancy word, Chris? No big deal. Learned it in community college. Disney's been the topic du jour all week long, right? Well, where are you going to go? Are there other theme parks? There are that aren't gross like Disney, but I mean, we have to be willing to build our own separate economy that is separate from the communists. We need options. I'll tell you, look, how many times have I talked about putting your money where your morals are? You want to talk about being a gigantic freaking hypocrite? I made the horrible mistake of looking where we invest. I try to invest a little bit of money. You know, Chris, I know you appreciate that probably, but I try to invest a little bit of money. And so you look where you hand it to one of these guys, you know, one of these money guys, and find out where you're investing. Man, there's a laundry list of stuff on there I don't want to be invested in. I talked about how I canceled Disney Plus. I talked about how we won't ever be back to Disney. I talked about all that. I've got money invested in that crappy company. I've obviously got to change that now. But it got me thinking, too. Why don't we have, what do you call it, conservative, right-wing? Why don't we have money guys who are with us? Why don't we have banking that's with us? Why don't we start laying claim to internet servers? It is time to build our own economy from the ground up. And so if people like Daily Wire are going to be involved in that, man, I applaud them, and I applaud them all the way. We have got to start being better about that. Me too. Look, it's hard, right? It's hard. Where are you supposed to go? What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to watch? Well, if we build our own stuff, then that gives us solutions to that problem now, doesn't it? All right. 877-377-4373. Remember, this is the Jesse Kelly Show. This is not like other shows. That means you don't look at it as a burden. Look at it as a freedom. You have the freedom to be rude on the phone. No longer do you have to say, hi, how are you? In fact, you're not even allowed to. You're not allowed to say, I love the show. You just have to get on and go. So we're going to do this next. The worst you ever gotten in trouble as a child. What happened to you? What'd you do? We're going to talk about this. 877-377-4373. Be ready to talk about that and only that and get to the point. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.